This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grand, rising, and priming powerful beings, shout out to you. It's the Holistic Motivator, and today I'm going to be talking about fueling your new beginnings through God's grace, love, and mercy. A lot of times we have to begin anew. We have to start over from the top. We got to give yourself grace from where you was at, because God already gave you grace to bring you up to where He's at. And I'm not just talking about heaven. I'm talking about the kingdom of heaven coming down upon you, causing you to transform your mind, be renewed in your mind, okay? And He will change up your heart. As we talked about yesterday, He will change up your subconscious mind. He will create a new desire in you to feel in a different way. So put your trust in the Lord, and let's tap into this episode. Fuel your new beginnings through God's grace, love, and mercy. Let's get it. This is Ed Talks Daily. How do you solidify a holistic mindset that will lead to healthy body, healthy relationships, and in-tune spirit? Join me in this journey to becoming the best version of ourselves. Please be sure to go to edtalksdaily.com if you want to listen to full episodes. And also, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. And wherever you're watching this, if there's a like button, make sure you like it and leave a comment and share it and all that good stuff. Now, let's get into the subject. Those of you who stuck to the subject, half of y'all left, because I'm... Don't get offended. You gonna miss out, all right? But we're gonna tap into this episode, fueling your spirit, your new beginnings through God's grace, love, and mercy. You know, that's something about social media, speaking of it. People are so, like, want everything fast that they can't stick through the beginning of video to get the video, right? They want the video to go straight to the video. If it's not interesting, they're gone. I want y'all to start changing that. Stick through videos, because you just come and I'm doing an intro and you're gone. Stick through it, because you never know what you're going to hear. And also, people who are listening to the podcast, listen to the podcast in its entirety, because you never know when you're going to get what you need through it. There's always a buildup to things, and y'all got to stick on to get it. So let's tap into the subject. It's just, I know this stuff. I see it every day. So today I just wanted to call it out. You know, God's grace, love, and mercy is something that God needs to give us, because we often don't give ourselves them. Let me say that again. God's grace, love, and mercy. It's sometimes, even like me, sometimes we don't give people grace. Like, I was coming at him just now, so, you know, that just humbled me real quick. But I got to give people grace. But at the same time, you know, we don't really give ourselves the grace. We don't really give ourselves the love, and we don't really have mercy on us enough. And God's grace, love, and mercy is a reminder that we can start new. We can have new beginnings. And when I talk about new beginnings, is God's not holding a lot of stuff against you once you confess it and you agree with Him that what you did ain't right. A lot of us, what happens is we disagree, and that's why we don't fall under grace. Like, some people right now, they don't believe they sinners. Like, if I say you're a sinner, they might be like, nah, I ain't no sinner, bruh. Who are you judging me? No, you have to say, you're right, I am a sinner. But through God's grace, right? Some people don't want to admit that what they're doing is a sin, or they don't want to agree that they at some point we have fallen out of the favor of God through our sin, right? And because of that, they don't fall underneath the covering of God's grace, but it doesn't mean it ain't there. Like, so admitting certain stuff is actually how you get under grace. So admitting stuff to yourself is how you actually start the process of grace too, but it's not really how you really fall underneath it all the way, because not only do you have to admit and confess, but you got to repent. Grace is a space for you to make a shift, but the shift got to be made so you can stay uncovered underneath the grace. You hearing what I'm saying? So God has grace, it has love, and there's mercy in it, and it can give you a new beginning. Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." So grace is something that God gives to you. It ain't something that you earned. But you got to at least admit it that you need some grace. You know how most people, they'd be like, man, they don't admit that, you know, I need a little grace, by admitting that, yes, I am working on some things. Please give me a little grace. They don't admit that. And the issue with not admitting that is you don't recognize it. So therefore, it's hard for you to take a peck out of an eye that you don't think is a peck. You're about to go blind and you can't even see. But yet you say, I can see. So that's why you're going to remain blind. But if you say that I was blind and now I see, that's how you fall underneath grace. That's Apostle Paul taught us so much, not just through his book, but through his life. He's like, bro, I used to crucify the Christian. Some of y'all in that category. Okay, I'm playing. You used to crucify people like me. You used to crucify other people who follow Christ and talk about him. And now you're part of the body of Christ. And then now you're out here crucifying them. And you don't have God's grace in your character because you forgot that you was blind and now you see. And you forget, even though you see, you can have a peck in your eye. So you judging somebody else's peck, but you got the peck in your eye. And you don't realize that the plank you got in your eye, isn't that a word right there? So grace is something that God doesn't just give us as a gift, but we need to give that to others. And not because of what they do, but because you are aligning yourself with the character of God. And the character of God is love. But here's the thing. Even if other people don't give you grace or they don't recognize it, they don't honor that method, that character of God. God says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient. Somebody comment in the chat. My God grace is sufficient. I don't need their grace. God's grace is sufficient. You don't need somebody else to give you grace and that space to do better. God is giving you that space. You don't need somebody else to understand of what you are growing through. But God's grace is sufficient, right? So that's what the word says. I'm not saying it. The word says God's grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Right? This seems like an oxymoron. How can your power be made perfect in weakness? So then listen. This goes perfectly because Ephesians 2 verse 8 verse 9 to 9 says, it is a gift of God, not a result of works that no one may boast. And 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made in my weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses. That's a word right there. He ain't boasting because he did stuff. He boasting because of his weaknesses. He gonna boast of God's grace because even though he's weak, God still made him strong in the midst of his weakness because he fell underneath grace. So some of y'all, let the weak say I'm strong is because God's grace is on your life. You hear what I'm saying? So yes, you can say, look, I've fallen into these circumstances, situations. I did things that, the things I didn't want to do, I do. The things I do want to do, I don't do. But guess what? I will boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. because he has washed me and made me clean and given me new beginnings over and over and over. God don't give you a new beginning once. He give you a new beginning every time you confess into him, which means you agree with him that you have fallen out of alignment with his word. And guess what? You could boast about your weaknesses, and that power of Christ is going to rest on you. Lord, I am weak. I am in a weak moment right now, but I know your strength. I find my strength in you. So let the weak say, I am strong through the righteousness of God. Comment that. Let the weak say, I am strong through the righteousness of God, because I'm covered by God's grace and I'm full of God's love. Somebody said, he preaching. I'm preaching. So guess what? We got to not just be underneath. Look, we got to align our character with God enough that we say, what would Jesus do in this situation? And am I doing to myself what Jesus would do to me? The word doesn't just say do unto others as it is done to you, but you got to do unto you as God does to you. And what you're doing every day is you're covered under God's grace, but you're hurt by your shame and your guilt. And God is saying, like, bro, I've delivered you already, but how am I going to keep delivering you if you're living in emotions that I don't even, that's not even part of my promise. God said, I have not gave you the spirit of fear. So when you are actually staying underneath worry, which is fear painting mental pictures that bad things are going to happen, you're still underneath God's grace, but your emotion has become the umbrella that you're living underneath. And God is saying, look, rise up from that emotion and understand that I have the covering called grace. You hear what I'm saying? So Romans 8, verse 38 to 39 says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You hear what I'm saying? That means nothing can come between you and God's love. Not death, not life, not angels, not demons, present nor future, powers, nor height nor depth. Because he covers you. He's as high as wide, and he is surrounded. That's the love of Christ through Christ Jesus. So another thing is a formula to be underneath God's grace is through Christ Jesus. So yes, you can say God's grace is over my life, but if you don't believe in Yeshua, Jesus Christ, you ain't falling underneath the grace of God. But guess what? He still got mercy. That's where God's mercy come in, because God's grace is actually through some is what saves us. But it's his mercy that gives us the space to be saved. He has so much mercy on us that even when we don't say, when we don't acknowledge that Jesus is Lord, he still has enough mercy on us. That's why one of the things you have to say is, have mercy on me, God. Some of y'all have been blaspheming against the Creator, and he has mercy on him. He has mercy on you. Let's go into mercy. The steadfast Lamentations 3:22-23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to him in an end. They are new every morning, because great is your faithfulness. It never ceases. That's why even when you God put a new skin, new wine skin, and you go ahead and get the old wine skin, his mercy is still here. It just keeps going on. The steadfast of the love of Lord never ceases. You know how people stop loving you? Like, you got married with them. They say, I don't know what it feels like. I just don't love him anymore. God ain't never going to say that to you. So that's why don't leave God. Go get your husband. Make your husband make the head God, and then your husband. Because once you leave God to go get your husband, when his love run out, you're going to have to run to the love of God. Somebody commented, amen. You leave your wife. You leave God to go to your wife. When your wife love come out, you're going to have to go to God. So guess what? You better stay in God the whole time. And if your husband or wife taking you away from God, you better run away from them, or maybe don't even marry him. if that's the case. Because if they're going to take you from the love of God, then they're going to become an idol in your life, and you ain't never going to experience true love. Because a man who doesn't have the love of God, a woman who doesn't have the love of God, doesn't really know what love is, probably only knows what my expectations being met is. And unless you know the true love of God, which are boundless without expectations, that we call it unconditional. So new beginning starts in Christ. By the renewing of your mind, new beginning starts in Jesus our Lord. And you think it's a new beginning. I got married and I'm building a family. You better restore that family relationship with your Most High God. That's the new beginning. Like, I got a new beginning. I got a new car. That ain't a new beginning. I got a new beginning. I'm now got a degree. That's not a new beginning. A new beginning is in Christ Jesus. It's returning. It's restoring your relationship with him, or building a relationship with him, or starting a relationship with him. That's it. That's a new beginning. Somebody says, I'm stepping in that new beginning. God's mercy is so great. That in Titus 3 verse 5, it says, he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. He ain't saving you because you so fine. He ain't saving you because you so knowledgeable. He's saving you because of his righteousness, because of his mercy, because of his love. He just loves his children. I'm going to say he loves his children. He don't want to see his children out in the world. Children. Just like that. He love your children. He love you. He love, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. The pathway to mercy started with love. That whosoever believed in him shall not perish, grace, but have eternal life, new beginning. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him, the pathway to new beginnings. For God, it started with love. It continued with his mercy, and it continues forevermore with his grace. So like I was saying, this rising, you can have the grace without the love, and you can have the love without the mercy, and you can have mercy without love, no grace, because it's a trilogy. Grace, love, and mercy. I want you to say grace, love, and mercy. I love it. Grace, love, and mercy. And if you underneath the character of God, you got to exemplify grace to people. You got to exemplify what love means, and you got to exemplify what mercy is. Love thy enemies. Jesus was so loving that he fed his enemy. He fed his enemy. He's like, sit at my table, right? In fact, Judas sitting right next to him. He's like, I know what you're going to do, Judas. I'm still going to feed you. Love thy enemy. You hear what I just said? God is doing a new thing. I want y'all to say this. God is doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing in this season. He's doing a new thing in your heart. He's been calling you for all this time, and you just been out here searching for stuff that's empty, and you keep getting on the other side of what you think is going to make you fulfilled, but it's not filling you up, because only when the Holy Spirit come on you, that's going to fill you up. You're going to be full of the Spirit. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. Somebody said, behold, the new has come. The new has come. And if you're still a little iffy about it, say, behold, the new is coming. And guess what? It comes when you make a decision. Behold, the new has come. And Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Say, God is doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Some of you, God is doing a new thing in your life, but it looks like a season of isolation and you can't perceive the new thing. He's doing a new thing right now and you feel like it's grief, but he's actually shedding off leaves. There's things falling as fall is coming around the corner. And when I say God is doing a new thing, I'm talking about you stepping in the harvest season. He's making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He gonna send birds to feed you in your cave. Because he's doing a new thing. He said to Isaiah, Isaiah, what are you doing here, my friend? Isaiah, what you doing here in this cave, baby? Did you know that I called you to do what you? He's like, oh my goodness, she coming. He's like, who you worried about? Is it Isabel? She's like, oh, Isabel is out for my head. He's like, do you know what guy you serving? And you hiding in the, who you hiding from, Isabel? You know what I called you to do? I got my hand on you, son. Do you not perceive it? I got my hand on you, king. I got my hand on you, son. Do you not perceive what God is doing? He's doing a new thing. He's putting, you shedding off some stuff and you kind of regretting it, but you have no idea what's your future. Your greater is so much better than your ladder. And as you're climbing that ladder to success, you're forgetting what the promises that God has. You're running a rat race and God like, I got a promise for you. I got plans to prosper you and to give you a future. And you're like, no, I'm good off that, God. I'm going to go here and try to do the corporate thing. He's like, bro, you could do the corporate thing, but guess what? I got a kingdom thing for you to do. You could keep doing the corporate thing, but I got kingdom business for you to do. You're like, but God, I already put 5 years, 10 years in there. Just 20 more years, Lord, and I'm going to be at the top. He's like, bro, I'm going to do what you was trying to do in 20 and 5. You hear what I just said? I'm prophesying to somebody right now. God is about to do something in 5 years that you've been trying to do in 20. He's about to do exponential growth, but you got to stop being about corporate business and start being about kingdom business. Because when he puts a kingdom vision in you, he's going to take you somewhere that's bigger than ever you think. You feeding into their corporate vision, but God got a kingdom vision for you. He going to do in 5 years what you try to do in 30 years. He's doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? You lost your job. He's about to do a new thing. Do you not? He actually took the opportunity away from you that you would never left unless they. He's doing a new thing. People are leaving because new people are coming. He's doing a new thing. That's why they leaving. You're like, why everybody leaving right now? Because where you're going, they not going. So the only way for that to happen is they have to part. God is parting a Red Sea, and some people are going to get drowned in that process because you got to leave the Pharaoh and you got to go to the promised land. You got to walk the ocean being split. It ain't no 3D, 5D split. That's God splitting the ocean towards your destiny, baby. You hear what I'm saying? He's making a new way. He's making a new path. And guess what he said? He said he's going to make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And you're like, God, I don't see the provision. He like, I don't care where the provision, he gonna come from the sky to come get you. River's gonna pop out, water gonna come streaming from the rocks to come feed you. Birds gonna come fly to your cave to come feed you. He's doing a new thing. But guess what we need right now? We need faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And you got to get your faith muscle on. That's what you need right now. You need a faith muscle. Right now, you worry too much about things. You need to have a faith. I don't even know. I know it's coming, even though I don't know it's coming. I don't know how it's coming, but I know it's coming. So I'm going to just do what he said. Faith and obedience is about the same thing. You got to have enough faith that you obey. It's not even blind faith. It's actually clear faith because you see it when you don't see it. You ain't walking blinded. You walking, it's as clear as day because you can see it when you don't see it. That's faith. Somebody says, oh, I have something on my eyes, but I'm still going. No, your eyes is so clear that you know exactly because the Lord is a lamp and is a light unto thy feet. It ain't just your intuition leading you. You're like, my intuition is telling me. No, the Holy Spirit is guiding you. You hear what I just said? It's my intuition. The Holy Spirit is influencing your intuition. But you got to have a faith, an unwavering faith. A faith that's not wavered by situation or circumstance. A faith that's not wavered by what seems to be the way that's supposed to. It's a faith that God's going to see me through this. He's not going to get you on the road and leave you on the road. He ain't gonna show you the end and leave you in the beginning. He's already written the end before you got started. Don't be scared. He's preparing you right now. Get prepared. And by faith, you get prepared. He's doing a new thing. The birds are chirping back at me. They're like, I hear you. I'm like, there was a message. The Holy Spirit had a message today. Someone was like, I was going to skip this message because I had something to do. He said, nah, you going live today. He said, you about to bless these people, because he says, I got some love, I got some mercy, I got some grace, and I need them to remember that wherever you're at right now, he's trying to take you to another level, and it feels like you're shedding and losing, and that's because you're being refined in the fire. The impurities is being taken out because the gold is being refined. You being refined, the impurities of your life is falling off. You're shedding off. The caterpillar is losing some stuff. You feels like you're losing. It feels like you're losing, but in reality, is you winning. New beginning. Our life ain't never gonna be the same again. Because there's a new beginning. I need you to have that in your mind. New beginning. I have God's grace to give me space to transform. I have God's love to keep me going. And I have God's mercy to get back up when I fall. Because I am the righteousness of God. And a righteous man don't fall seven times, gets up again. Look, don't let people say I'm righteous because I do right by God. I ain't never sinned. They a lie. The devil's a lie. The person that says, in my weaknesses, I praise the Lord. That's the person who's the power of Christ resting on. Somebody, I was feeling weak today, but for the glory of the Lord, man, he gave me some strength. I don't know how I kept going, but thank to God all the glory. You ain't boasting about your righteousness. That's not why you saved. You boasting about your weaknesses so the power of God can rest on you. It's just a different mindset. Somebody said, man, why are you talking about how you're like, yo, because I want to show how God's grace work. Why are you talking about how you fail? Because I want to show you that God can use you regardless. Why are you talking about your flaws? Because I'll tell you how God put me through the fire to refine me. God's sick of you glorifying yourself. Man, I'm so this, I'm so that. When's the last time you going to say, man, I ain't always meet up to the measure, but thank God. God ain't judge me by that same measure. What's the verse that says the same measure you give will be given unto you? That's what the word says. What is it? Pressed down, shaking it together, runneth over. That's what it says. Pressed down, like the grape, shaken together, running over, overflow. So you press down, squeeze, shaking together, all the ingredients stirring up so your cup can run it over. And guess what? He gonna pour that into the wine skin in the presence of your enemy. Why your enemy sitting right next to you? And you gonna feed your enemy with your overflow. Because of what? Not because of your own might. Somebody says, how did you make it this far? It is for the glory of the Lord. Thank goodness. How you making so much money? How you so free? Glory to God. How your relationship healing? Glory to God. How did you lose so much weight? It is by the only glory of the God. You'd be like, man, who God you serve? I need to serve that God too. I'm like, yeah, you can serve him too. It don't cost you nothing. I'm like, what's the formula? Faith. Faith in who? Jesus Christ. What's the process? Confess. He's like, that's it? Oh, and then walk. I was like, but how about that walk, though? How does that look like? Well, you got to get some teaching. And your life going to teach you. You're going to have people to teach you. You got Bible teaching. You got YouTube. You got everywhere you can find teachings. The Holy Spirit is going to be your best teacher. Going to give you discernment and all that good stuff. You're like, man, I need some of that grace because I ain't getting none from my family. I need some of that love because I ain't even getting that from my husband. I need some of that mercy because society don't got no mercy on me. In Jesus, you're going to find that. You hear what I'm just saying? And those of you who just hearing my words, if it resonates, that's because these words are not my own. My mouth is the mouthpiece for the Holy Spirit. In my weaknesses, he uses my words to make others strong. And listen, God's grace, love, and mercy is all you need for a bountiful love, for a bountiful life. Everything you're searching for is on the other side of finding Christ Jesus as your personal Savior. And this is an opportunity. In this instant, it ain't gonna cost you a penny. You don't have to sow a seed. You don't have to go on an altar. And you don't have to be wealthy. Anybody can come. And you ain't coming through the Ed Talks Daily Podcast, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the blood of the Lamb called Jesus Christ. And all you got to do is in your heart confess that Lord Jesus is Lord. And truly believe that he died for your sins and that you are a sinful person and in your nature. And by that very saying, and not even just the words, but really embodying that, believing that, you get saved. It is so easy to be saved. But the walk is what's difficult, because many people turn back and they turn into stone and their faith gets hard. Their hearts harden again because they keep turning back. Don't turn back. You got to keep going. New beginning mean you got to keep walking. Somebody throwing stones at you, you got to keep walking. They judging you, you got to keep walking. I serve the Lord Jesus. Like, do you serve Jesus? Man, they're going to say all types of stuff. I've seen it all over Facebook. They're going to blaspheme against you. But you can see the hate in their hearts. If they have so much hate in their hearts, do you want to be part of that? Or do you want to be part of the love of Christ? You see all that hate. Don't you see it? It'd be so nasty. That's evil. You can feel it. I'm like, ooh, that's bad energy. I don't want none of that. I better keep walking this way, because obviously if they so desperate, it feels so bad. Because who out here commenting negative? Like, if you have the love of Christ, you don't go on people's posts commenting those type of blasphemous things. You out here encouraging people with your words. You speaking life into people. People come across you, they leave better than you found them. That's called the love of Christ. That's the Holy Spirit that live. Like, people are like, all right, I need to do something better after this. And you ain't even ask them to buy nothing. Because the gift of salvation is free. And if anybody convince you that it's paid, they lie. The devil is a lie. Run away as fast as you can. Because he paid the debt for you on the cross. And they're going to try to change it around. They're going to acknowledge that he walked here, that he came here, that he even got crucified. But they're going to find all types of ways to say he ain't the Savior, though. He's just a prophet. They're going to say Christ consciousness. They're going to find as much ways to give you a little bit of the truth, but not full enough so that you can stay lost. But don't get lost in the sauce. Read the word for yourself. If you seek after the truth will set you free. Stop letting people's words convict you out of the glory that God has for you. You're literally letting people's word convict you out of the glory that God has for you. And you literally, all these like false prophets running around. Somebody said, how do I know I'm not one? I've said Jesus too many times to be one. I'm not pointing back at me. I'm pointing at him, because that's he who got me out of depression. That's he who got me out of abandonment. That's he who got me out of being stuck and enslaved to pornography. That's he who got me out of stuck to smoking my money away when I could be investing my money into my destiny. That's he who's pulling me out every day. He gave me a purpose. He gave me knowledge. He gave me a stage to do that. So glory to God, because I didn't do this by myself. Somebody says, yeah, you're an holistic and you love Jesus. Absolutely, because Jesus is the number one holistic person. And I'm not person, but Jesus is the holistic. That's all I know, that's holistic. Christ is holistic. That's true healing. So of course I gotta praise God. But to them who don't, to them who says that's a lie, they are leading, that's the blind leading the blind. Don't get fallen into a ditch. If they don't lead you back to Christ, they ain't leading you nowhere. And I'm telling you, if you say that Yeshua, whatever you wanna call it, look, Yeshua or Jesus, same thing, is Lord, and you know that to be true in your heart, you will be saved. And that's the truth of the matter is. And guess what? Being saved doesn't mean that now we become just like without any power. God called you to be an ambassador for him. Being saved doesn't mean now God is taking care of you, but you're not taking care of God's business. Being saved, now you about your father's business now. I used to just run my business to help people. My heart wasn't in a good place. But what are you helping them do at the end of the day? Are you just helping them on this earth, or are you helping them be part of the kingdom of heaven on earth and to rejoice at the last days? Because that's what we're living at. So guess what? You should make it your business to be both business and your father's business. And he gonna show you where to get the fish. He gonna be like, yo, put your net over there real quick. And you see how much fish you get. You'll be like, oh, snap, I've been fishing all day. I ain't make no money with this business. The moment I put Christ at the head of it, I'm succeeding. Because that's what Christ, look, we ain't broken people who just waiting to go to heaven. We people that Christ has made whole while we're here on earth. And we are abundant people. Somebody comment, I am abundant in the body of Christ. Being poor ain't getting you to heaven. But giving glory to God for all the wealth he got in you is. So somebody says, do I have to be poor to be poor? No, you don't have to. This is the true wealth. But he also says, store up not treasures on earth that can be washed away in an instant, but store up treasures in heaven. Once you store up treasures in heaven, he's going to have to provide for you on earth, because he's going to say, you don't need to take nothing over there. I got provision. God's going to send you to some places. He's going to be like, just don't take nothing. You're going to be like, but I'm going to eat. He's like, don't worry about it, sweetheart. He's like, don't take nothing. Don't take nothing with you. Don't take no baggages. One of the sisters in the tribe said something. Nothing doesn't just mean the provision. He's like, don't take your baggage either. Don't take your baggage over there. Leave that. You don't need that where I'm taking you. You don't need your past where God's taking you. You don't need something to fall back on when God is what you fall back on. You hear what I'm saying? He's like, just go all in it. He's like, yo, take the leap all in that business. Trust me, I got you. He's like, go ahead, it's that season. Somebody call me, it's that season for a new beginning. And God got the provision ahead. It's that season for a new beginning. And God got that provision ahead. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, it says. And all of these things shall be added unto you. I was taking a social media fast, and I'm still on one. Even if you can see me, I'm just going live. I ain't on Facebook. I'm on my platform, so you can see me, but I'm still not scrolling. And I was like, man, how am I gonna make money when I don't promote my services? God, like, don't worry about that. I got that. You just focus on me real quick. I'm like, okay, I'm straight. I'm even worried about it. I ain't worried about it. And guess what? My store's still working. It's still moving. Things still coming. Just coming. People sending me money now. They're like, yo, I want to sow a seed in your ministry. I'm like, oh snap, ministry. I was like, yo. God is like, that's right, ministry. I was like, well, I was just helping people with their health. He's like, yeah, you about to really help them with their health now. I'm like, oh, that's next level. He's like, ministry? I'm like, yeah, ministry. So now, like, people sowing seeds, and I'm flabbergasted. I'm like, he's like, yeah, that's what I'm doing now. He's like, we're moving at a different level now. We sending provisions from unexpected places. And those people, we're going to bless them, because God sending them. I'm like, whoa, God sending them? Like, God told you to do that? Yeah, God told. What did he tell? He didn't tell me that. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. I receive it. Because guess what? God, you watching right now, God has such an anointing in your life that people are going to sow some seeds, because when they sow that seed, it's going to multiply. There was a woman who provided for the apostles. That woman, she never ran out of oil. Her oil, it just kept on coming. Like, what? She's like, where is all this oil coming from? You remember that seed you sowed? That's where that oil coming from. God's doing such a new thing that you don't even have to worry about it. God's putting on a new ministry, and it's going to look like it's a business, but it's a ministry. He's raising up a whole new generation of healers. He's raising a new generation of entrepreneurs. And he wants you to be about the Father's business. He's going to show you where to throw your net. Don't even worry about how people are going to take it when you have Jesus in your business. Just put him in it and see what happens. Let me ask you a question. Have you been catching fish without him? Well, he said, follow me and I will make you fish as a man. Don't you think Peter still caught fish while he was fisherman? Didn't Jesus still do carpentry while he was fisherman? Yes, he did it. Didn't he get tax collectors? Well, he's about to get you, baby, and whatever business you do hair, he's about to get you. The best person for kingdom business is business owners. Because you already got all the qualities he needs. You got that ambition. You got that vision. You got that faith. You got that grit. You got that resiliency. And you got all the qualities that he needs already. He's like, we just need to put that quality in the kingdom. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You got all that quality. He needs to put that quality in the kingdom. I keep hearing, today I heard the same thing, and Rosalind just said it. Humility, compassion. Go ahead. And he said, if my people would humble themselves and seek me, then I will heal their land. And humility is not just you being humble. We're talking about fasting, what we're doing right now. Humble back then, to humble yourself before the Lord means to love him so much that you can go without, so he can go within and transform you from inside and out. So some of you right now, when you're getting into that kingdom business, you need to go fast because he's about to download some stuff in you. And some of you, that's happening right now. He's putting new ideas in you. He's giving you a direction. He's getting you ready for the ministry through your fast. Somebody said, you speaking about yourself partially. I'm talking about me too. He's like, man, it's a new season. You see the sun coming out. It's a new season. Sun coming out. He's already done it. Absolutely. Amen. So I'm going to get going, but I just want you to remember grace, love, and mercy is the pathway, doorway to a new beginning. And I'm getting going because my mom is making some hair oil. Those of you who want to get that growth in your hair, make sure you get some. And I got to go help her make some of that. Get some, the holisticmotivated.com/shop. I might as well do a shameless plug real quick. Get you some. It's about to be fresh. It's going to smell good and it works. Some people already bought some. Alicia already got some. Okay. So shout out to everybody. I got to go take care of that. But I just want to let you know, we'll post a replay in the Mighty Networks. All right. So it looks like a lot of people ordered. So we're going to have to make more than we normally thought. But shout out to everybody I just want to give thanks to the Holy Spirit for this message today, because I had no idea that before I said a prayer. I said, God, I don't know what I'm going to say today, but I know you got something to say, so say it. So guess what? He said it. I want y'all to hear it. And anybody here right now, this instant, and you feel like, yo, I need a new beginning. I need to tap into some of that grace, some of that love, some of that mercy. It's simple. If you ain't never done it before, you're going to repeat this prayer after me. It's going to be real quick. Say, Father God, I acknowledge that you're doing a new thing in my life. I hear your call over my life, not to just start a business, but to be to be about your business. My Father, Abba, I know that you loved us so much that you sent your one and only Son to die for us on that cross. And through that, not through our works, but through my faith, I believe in you. I believe that happened, Lord. I accept you to guide me, to lead me. For that grace and that love to dwell in me, that I may walk the path. I give you the shepherd. I am letting you be my shepherd, Lord. And I accept you. In the name of Jesus, amen. New beginnings, let the sun shine. To all the saved souls watching, listening to the sound of my voice, now and later. All right, sometimes if your heart is harder now, listen to it one more time, and it's going to be a little soft. It's going to be soft in a little bit, okay? It's that simple, okay? So guess what? Guess like you said, the ministry has already begun. I can't go a podcast without mentioning the name of Jesus. I don't know what's going on. He took over my entire brand, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Take over. All right, somebody says, what's the website is? I'm going to go ahead and comment it for y'all. 1 second. Y'all make sure y'all go get that. It's gonna be very limited supply. It looks like it's running out. So it looks like we're gonna have to get into, we're gonna have to get into some work today. She was calling me like, where you at, son? You coming to do this oil now? I was like, I got my father's business to do real quick. Business is gonna have to wait. I got my father's business to do. So I had to I couldn't answer her call just now. I was like, Ma, I gotta call you back because God got something. Didn't you know I was in my father's house just now? He was like, but you supposed to be at my house. I'm coming. I'll be there right there in a little bit. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good one. Good to see everybody. Yes, man. Listen, let me say one more thing. Y'all see me, if you see me on social media, you only see me from the outside in. But when you get in around this space, get in the holistic lifestyle tribe, you get in a new transformative. If you want people to walk with you along this path, that's what we're doing. And we got a whole brand new logo up in here. Right? Somebody had an issue. I'm going to even share it with y'all. Somebody said, I don't like the infinity sign. I was like, well, I just meant that there's an unlimited power and whatever reason. And then the other day, God was like, yo, we changing up your entire world. New beginnings. Yeah. On Facebook, you see it. We got a whole new logo in here. Why? Because Christ is at the head of the lifestyle that we're living holistically. And we are a tribe. And if you want to find a way to support you along your process of walking with God, this is what the Lord has placed in my heart. He's been building a table the whole time, and then now he transformed the table. Now he's the head of the table. Go to holisticlifestyletribe.com. Sign up for the community. Join what we got going on. It is a different way of getting both the aspect of your health, your body, and we keep guiding it the whole time because that's who's making this space happen in the way it's happening. So I want to invite y'all to join the community. Go to holisticlifestyletribe.com. Join the tribe, and you're going to get some good. You're going to get some good people to surround you, to empower you. We have rising routine that we do in the morning. And we got consecrated and set that we've been doing. We got fast. We fast. We detox. We talk about. We got Bible study. A lot of great things. So we got a new logo because it's a ministry now. And that's the message, and I'm sticking to it. Shout out to everybody. Y'all have a beautiful, blessed day. Let me go ahead and go take care of my mama's business now.